From building a business we're talking about to creating best-in-class client experiences, we're here to explore what it takes to make sure you're top of mind and get the referral every time. Join me as I interview some of the most innovative and inspiring business owners in the online space and discover how you can create more opportunities to ensure your clients are thrilled with your work and make you the obvious choice to send their friends to. It's time to stop going it alone and start transforming your star power into staying power. I'm Dusty Arab, and you're listening to Referral Worthy. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Referral Worthy. I am your host, Dusty, and today I am here with the remarkable, the genius, Laura Sprinkle. Laura, thank you so much for being here with us today. Oh my goodness. And I'm totally fucked your intro up. Yay. It's a good thing I edit these. Laura is an affiliate strategist and the founder of Rootable, the best affiliate software on the internet. Laura, welcome.
Thank you. Oh my God. I'm so excited to be here with you.
So tell me about the current iteration of your business.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So the current iteration, you caught me at a good time because we are humming along, growing steadily. So Rootable, as you know, is an affiliate tracking platform. And we've got the basics down, right? Like we've got the tracking, we've got the leads list. And right now we are thinking to ourselves, okay, how can we just make it super easy for affiliates to share more of what they love and get better paid doing it? And that is like our focus from here forward. So we're just like, okay, what features can we build to make it easier for affiliates to share?
Oh, that is so exciting. So full disclosure, Rootable is the affiliate software that I use. I met Laura last year and I got to help on the project for a little bit. And it was just so satisfying in so many ways because like I have, you know, personally been an affiliate for so many different campaigns through the years and it's always so fucking clunky. Like there's always some kind of software thing going on. And to have something that's created specifically for online business owners that is lightweight and it's easy to implement and like it doesn't like strong arm you into other pieces of software. Like it's such good software. It's so easy to use. Highly recommend it. You'll find links down at the bottom of this episode.
From building a business we're talking about to creating best-in-class client experiences, we're here to explore what it takes to make sure you're top of mind and get the referral every time. Join me as I interview some of the most innovative and inspiring business owners in the online space and discover how you can create more opportunities to ensure your clients are thrilled with your work and make you the obvious choice to send their friends to. It's time to stop going it alone and start transforming your star power into staying power. I'm Dusty Arab, and you're listening to Referral Worthy. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Referral Worthy. I am your host, Dusty, and today I am here with the remarkable, the genius, Laura Sprinkle. Laura, thank you so much for being here with us today. Oh my goodness. And I'm totally fucked your intro up. Yay. It's a good thing I edit these. Laura is an affiliate strategist and the founder of Rootable, the best affiliate software on the internet. Laura, welcome.
Thank you. Oh my God. I'm so excited to be here with you.
So tell me about the current iteration of your business.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So the current iteration, you caught me at a good time because we are humming along, growing steadily. So Rootable, as you know, is an affiliate tracking platform. And we've got the basics down, right? Like we've got the tracking, we've got the leads list. And right now we are thinking to ourselves, okay, how can we just make it super easy for affiliates to share more of what they love and get better paid doing it? And that is like our focus from here forward. So we're just like, okay, what features can we build to make it easier for affiliates to share?
Oh, that is so exciting. So full disclosure, Rootable is the affiliate software that I use. I met Laura last year and I got to help on the project for a little bit. And it was just so satisfying in so many ways because, like, I have, you know, personally been an affiliate for so many different campaigns through the years, and it's always so fucking clunky. Like, there's always some kind of software thing going on. And to have something that's created specifically for online business owners that is lightweight and it's easy to implement and, like, it doesn't, like, strong arm you into other pieces of software. Like, it's just, it's such good software. It's so easy to use. Highly recommend it. You'll find links down at the bottom of this episode if you want to go and give it a try. But coming from a software perspective, like, that's going to be different than a lot of the folks who I typically have on this podcast. And that was part of why I was actually so interested to have you on here, because I feel like even though you do still have, like, one foot in the online space in some ways, as you're seeing the way that the market's changed, particularly since the inauguration this year, like, I would love to hear about, like, the trends, the opportunities, like, where are people missing the boat, like, anything like that that you're seeing.
I love this. And I love that people who are listening to your podcast are, I mean, obviously thinking about these questions and also, like, thinking about how to be more referral worthy, because that is the biggest trend that I've been seeing, and not just I'm in the affiliate space, but, you know, I don't know if you've heard the term on the internet around, like, the trust recession.
Yeah, definitely. It's come up on a lot of episodes this season.
Totally. Yeah. And then, I mean, so much of that is because of what's happening in the world politically, just everywhere. Right. And also just, like, I think it's a confluence of the world and the trajectory of the online creator space. Right. When, like, it first got started, it was the Wild West. You could just slap up anything and people were like, oh, amazing. Big promises. Let's go make a ton of money. And now people have been burned. And they're rightfully questioning their trust in certain things and being a bit more cautious about what they're investing in, which I think is awesome. And so I like to say we're leading the trust revolution right now. And
ooh, I like that so much better than trust recession.
Totally. It's a trust revolution. I'm like, you know, I was in a moment in my business this weekend and they're like, okay, what do you need right now? And to be able to say to people that I trust, this is what I need. And for them to say, oh, you should talk to these people. And now I'm going to go hire them. Right. Like that's the trend. That's not only, it's not missing, but it's like, that's where we need to focus of, like, being more referral worthy. How can people speak our names in rooms that we are not in and reach more people?
So good. Well, and, like, right now, like, I'm curious for you, because you've been on the back end of so many, like, really big affiliate launches. Like, what are you hearing through the ethers? Like, you know, what is still working? Like, if we know that trust is, like, it, how do you see, like, bigger brands, like, iterating and changing to make sure that they're in line with that too?
Totally. And I've seen a bit of, I think that some brands are missing the mark a little bit because they're moving maybe toward, let me back up. I've seen some bigger brands moving toward smaller affiliate programs, right? Like having 5, 10, 20, like, key affiliate partners rather than having this, like, mass. I hate this term so much, but I'm going to just say it right now. But, like, the affiliate army, quote unquote, that's, like, out there sharing. And I do think that that's great that, like, we're pouring into the people who are, like, really pouring back into us and all of that. And I just want to say, like, I love the idea of, like, having keystone partners where you do have, like, a handful of partners that you're going super deep with and building all that trust and building trust with their audiences and, you know, cross-pollinating between them. But then also opening it up to your own audience, or what I call your pollinators, who have those direct stories of working with you and being a customer, because that also is going to build trust and build your brand. So I don't know if that's exactly answering the question, but
I love that though. Yeah, that absolutely makes sense for me. Yeah. Regardless of the term, the idea of having lots of affiliates versus those, I like the term keystone partner though, because that really does, that resonates a lot with me. Like, I know I have a handful of people who, if you bring me in for a project, I can tell you right now, I know who I want for my copywriter. I want for my designer, like all of those things, because we've been working together in this space for so long. Like, it's just like, those are my people. However, like, you know, in an affiliate conversation there, like, I feel like especially right now, especially with the prevalence of like lower cost offers, et cetera, like micro influencers have never been more important as far as I'm concerned. And I feel like giving them more opportunities to be able to do what they're good at and tell their buddies like that it, I don't know, it feels like a missed opportunity if you're not doing it.
Yeah. And the reason, you know, like affiliates, yes, it's more sales, more clients, more revenue. But it also is more exposure, right? Around like your brand name, people talking about you, people knowing who you are so that when they are ready to take you up on your offer 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years from now, they'll remember you.
Right. So this is a little bit of a different question, but it's one that I'm so excited to hear your answer on. What's something you've had to learn the hard way?
I mean, you know, some of my more recent hard way stories probably, but what is something that I've had to learn the hard way? The biggest thing that comes up for me, and it's so ironic and also makes so much sense too in the world. And the hard thing that I've had to learn is how to ask for help, which is, of course, what I teach people is how to get other people to share your work, how to ask for help, how to receive that support and those mentions. And yeah, I think that's the biggest thing that I'm still working through is how to ask for help.
It's such a good one. And I feel like especially as women, like it's so ingrained to do it yourself. Well, and especially being women in the U.S., you know, culture, like asking for help is still like, even though we hear it from so many places now that it's safe, it's a good thing. Like this is how you build community. It's like, okay, but also I've got it under control. Like,
Mm-hmm.
I relate intimately. So as far as moving into such a different space, like you are one of like very, very few people I know who has made the jump from like service provider to providing software. And especially being a non-technical founder, that is just like about as hard as it fucking gets, as far as I'm concerned. Like what made you finally like decide to make that jump?
Yeah, I mean, for so many years, I had a joke of like, all the affiliate platforms kind of suck until I build my own, and didn't think I was actually going to do it. Because like you said, I don't know how to build things. I'm not an engineer. And then it was really like, I don't feel like it was my idea. Like it all of a sudden like popped into my head one day, something major happened and a voice literally just said, like, now it's time to build the software. And it's like, really? Like, come on. I don't know about that. But then found myself like doing it, right? Like, I love saying yes for things before I know what they really are. I'm such a yes person, which, you know, it's not always great. But in this case, it has been. It's been a wild ride. But I just started doing the motions and found someone and, you know, kept putting one foot in front of the other. And I think it's a sexy thing to hear. And I remember I was telling Nathan Berry, the founder of Kit, formerly ConvertKit, you know, and I think I was a couple months in, didn't even have someone developing yet, like was still just mapping it out, talking about it to people. And I was like, I'm gonna create an affiliate platform. Like I've been teaching this, I've been a manager for, you know, 8 years now. I'm gonna do it. And he just looked at me and he was like, Are you sure you wanna do that? So negative. And I was like a little discouraged, but also like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And now I understand why he said that, because it's not that easy, but.
Right. Well, and I mean, honestly, he's probably said that before to other people and did them a favor. Like software is not for the faint of heart.
No, it's really not.
Well, and to your point, too, about jumping in like 2 feet first into things, you just held your first live event.
I did. Oh, my gosh.
I want to know everything, because I had so much FOMO not going.
Well, I will say Camp Brutable 2026 is already happening. We've already got some tickets sold, so you have a chance to come again. But yeah, it was amazing. And I would say the biggest thing, which I knew was going to happen, but I don't know, when you know something and then you know it in the inside and you feel it and you see it come to life, it's totally different. But you know, I wanted to build the event because I know like when you lead with who you are, when you lead with friendship, when you actually create genuine relationships, create that trust, everything else sorts itself out. The strategies, the partnerships, I need to introduce you to this person or that person. Like it starts with a true friendship. And that's exactly what we saw. And that was like the feedback over and over of like, the people. So.
And that's exactly what you want from an event. Like, because you like. every time you sign up to go to another conference or whatever it is, like, that's what you're really hoping to leave with. It's like more of those kind of people.
Totally. And when you're first, you know, I remember my first events, like, I think it was 2012. I was in Institute for Integrative Nutrition and going to New York and going to the events. And I'm like, ooh, the content, you know, I'm like, whoa, an email list, you know, like, and mind blown. And that's a great stage to be at. But, you know, the next event, it was like, okay, I'm going to meet people. And that, yeah. So yeah, it was awesome. It was really awesome.
I'm so excited you got to do that. The whole concept of like actually doing summer camp, there's so few other folks doing things like that. And it's, I mean, I didn't grow up going to summer camp. My first one was actually, it's happening again here in another couple of weeks. Molly Mahar does a Stratajoy camp with like 100 women out in Michigan. And it's like, it is summer camp. Like you go and the funks and the whole thing. And I just think it's so important for like grown ass women to find these spaces for themselves to find each other in, like, especially as business owners. Like that just makes it, when you're a business owner too, you just understand each other on a whole different level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure. Like I was just at a different event this weekend and it had that vibe. We were like glad basically. And it's just like you get to drop the guard. You're not like, oh my God, I have to like present myself in this particular way. And yeah. And I'm bad at doing that anyway. So
That's one of the things I like best about you, because I am too.
So we jive, yeah.
Okay, so I do have a lot of newer business owners who listen to this podcast. And I would love to know if you have any like advice or words of wisdom for people who are like just kind of at the beginning of that journey.
Start meeting people now. Like just start doing exactly what we were talking about with the events and the building relationships and the building trust. Like even if you don't know where it's going, even if you're like, oh, you know, for example, I met some women at the event I was just at this weekend who are building this like sound healing app. Okay. I talk about marketing. I talk about affiliate programs, like in so many ways. Like you might not think that sound healing is in any way related, but you just never know who your next connection is going to be and who's going to introduce you to someone or what is going to evolve in your life. And all of a sudden it'll be like, of course, a sound healing app founder is like exactly who I need right now. So I would just like with an open heart, like meet people and tell them what you're doing and be open to receiving introductions and connections, even if like it doesn't result in a sale right away, because that's really not the point and that's going to come later.
Such good advice for new folks. Yeah, don't go to networking events just expecting to make sales there. That makes you an asshole.
Oh, God, don't be that person. You can go make fun of those people and find other people to make fun of.
Oh, man, because as soon as you run into one, you're just like, oh, my God, I hate networking. And like, really, no, you just don't understand networking yet. Like, I mean, if you go in with the right intentions, like you're always going to leave with something, even if it was just like really great person to person connection. Like there's been more than one instance. Like, I mean, your sound healing app is such a like that. For me, because I mean, instantly I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's an app, it needs an affiliate program. Duh. Like, obviously they put together. But like when you're in the moment and stuff, you don't always see that. So like, but when the energy's right, I feel like you just know. At least I feel like I do.
Totally. Yeah. And just go and have a good time. And maybe it's not like a specific networking event. Maybe it's a camp retreat that you're like, I don't know why. You know, the universe is telling me to go to this thing, but I'm just going to go and I'm going to build relationships and connections or, that's my number one thing. Go build relationships, even if you don't know exactly what it's going to lead to yet.
Right. Oh, God. That's so funny you say that. The summer camp that I went to previously, I remember like I was pregnant. I was not supposed to go to summer camp pregnant. That was not the plan. But I was hanging out in the pool with somebody. And it just like shooting the shit. She was just getting her business off the ground. So like she wouldn't have even been like a client for me at that point anyway, because I don't work with newer business owners. But I remember like there was like a camp board where you could leave people love notes. And she left me one that says, bitch, we're going to make a lot of money together. And I was like, hell yeah, like put that affirmation up on the board and speak that into existence. And you know what? The following year, her and I were in New York at like a conference, like working together on a project. And like, it was just such a fun, like, you know, you never know where the magic's going to happen.
Oh my God. It's just so true. Like you cannot predict it. Like I would not be in anything that I'm doing today with affiliates if it weren't for, you know, specifically reaching out, hopping on connection calls with people, and then the dots rolling from there. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was like building a website for people, $1,000. They were like shittiest websites. I didn't really know what I was doing. And all of a sudden, you know, intro to intro. And here I am a decade later. Software.
Oh, so good. Okay. What are you binging lately? Like, what are you currently obsessing over? It does not have to be business related.
Oh, I definitely, my brain did not go business. I will say two things. One is the show The Gilded Age. Have you seen it?
I haven't, but it's been recommended to me a couple of times.
Okay. I didn't know. So Downton Abbey I was obsessed with. And then it's the same creator created The Gilded Age. And the first episode, I was like, they're trying to be Downton Abbey. And now I'm like hooked on every episode. Oh, they're season three right now. So The Gilded Age. And then also I've been reading Abby Jimenez, I think is how you say her name.
But oh, yeah.
Romance books. I'm just like one a day right now. So,
yeah. Hitting that summer reading list. We love to see it. Amazing. Last question. What is referral worthy to you?
So many things are flying through my brain right now. I just asked my email list, and it's the most replied to email I've ever sent. You know, what makes you say yes to being an affiliate for something? Like, what makes you actually share that link? And alignment of audience and trust are like the two most answered things. And I think that does speak to me to what referral worthy is. It's like you understand the assignment, right? When someone is passing that branch of trust along to you, like you are going to take care of that person. They're doing it because that they know that you are going to take care of that person. And that to me is referral worthy.
I love that. Laura, thank you so, so much for taking the time and coming on today. For everyone here, if you want to learn more about Laura and Rootable, you can go and get that at rootable.com. We'll have all of her information down here. And really, like, go sign up for it. Like, it's phenomenal software. Laura's brilliant. She obviously has a really, really good heart. So I hope you guys all get to go and fall in love with her as much as I have.
Thank you so much. This is so fun.
You've been listening to Referral Worthy. If you're ready to get more business from the clients who already love you, you need my Client Experience Pack. It's a collection of templates designed to help you create a referral-worthy experience from first touch to final invoice. Find it at thereinvention.co/CEP.